Blog Talk Radio.
Well, let's open up with a prayer here.
Dear Father in heaven, we seek you and your kingdom. We gather to hear your words so that we may receive strength for our own lives and for all our relationships with others. We want to stand firm, believing in everything great and small your will is being done, and that we may yet experience a new coming of your glory on earth. That earthly concerns will no longer torment us and wear us out. But heavenly things may surround us and everything becomes new in accordance with your good, merciful, and perfect will. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Well, I see we have a couple early 111 callers. Let's take them and see what they have to say. 111. All right. 111.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. All right. Well, there was nobody. Well, let's play some good Beanie local gospel hip hop tonight. Yeah. I know you all want to hear it, so let's get right into it. Some great music here.
Let's bring heaven to your city. Let's bring Jesus to your hood. For the ones who feel forgotten and the ones misunderstood. Bless the ones around you. Don't forget the way he found you. You're more than this. So much more than this.
What's the treasure of your heart? What brings pleasure to your heart? If you disrespect his heart, if God ain't never in your heart, that means the devil's in your heart. You got an image to live up to, huh? You want everyone to love you. Don't nobody love you. And you don't trust nobody, cause the truth is you don't trust you. Whatever makes you rich, huh? You like money making Mitch, huh? Doesn't Satan make you sick? You was doing good and you let Satan make you quit. Such a godless generation. It's so wicked and perverse. Please give me some patience, Lord. I promise I keep praying, but it's only getting worse. To their lungs hurt. Drinking till they passed out. Started off as fun first. After that they crashed out. Thought he bought some Xanax. Found out it was fitting on. Man, bet he wouldn't have popped it, man. He never would have popped it if he knew that he'd be dead tomorrow. Whatever get you high, huh? Whatever get you by. Crying to the water, eyes are dry. Moaning makes you foolish when no wisdom is applied. I know it's hard to keep your chin up, especially when it's tough. On the outside you look fixed up, but on the inside you feel crushed.
She don't love me, she just want me for the team, I know. At the draw, I'm the pick, I'm that one lotto. Got that rocket and that power auto. You want air, break the drop, gotta stay on auto. Mad it, all the wins at it. Need a new patty, it's a time call. Send a bag, ain't free like a SMK. I got that new kick gang, got that sensations day. Don't believe us, we just got it shown. Got a whole game prepped up, got them like it's loaded. Ooh, they ain't got it backwards like it's Yoda. On track, got speed, it's a locomotive, locomotive.
Clap for the MVP now. Clap for the MVP now. You deserve applause, working hard for your dollars. Go on, hit the floor, think about it, cut up. Clap for the MVP now. Clap for the MVP now. You deserve applause, working hard for your dollars. Go on, hit the floor, think about it, cut up. Ooh. You MVP, who in your league? I don't see nobody there now, ooh. Been a long week, need a release. Get your heels out, let your hair down, ooh. Yeah, this week's been too much, finna hit the streets in the Uber. Dance floor girls in a circle. Go ahead, throw it in a circle. Got a babysitter for the weekend. Group chat pin for your three friends. Not tryna go off the deep end. Pre-game, ain't leaving till at least 10. Ain't coming back till like 2. Wanna have a drink, maybe like 2. Worked all week for a baby boy. But Jody mama gotta have a light too.
Woke up, flawless, mirror, gorgeous. Clock in, clock out, weekend, party. Grinding, all week, working, check. Round up, applause you, earned it, yes.
Clap for the MVP now. Clap for the MVP
I'm so jealous, I'm so jealous, I'm so jealous of you. Look at what you've been doing, wish I succeeded it too. I'm so jealous, I'm so jealous, I'm so jealous of you. Making me look like a fool, there's no telling what I could do. Because I'm so jealous.
I think I'm sick, I don't feel decent. And physically I feel fine, but I realize that lately I can be content. When I see my friends winning on the internet, boy, I fall deeper in. Like it and repeat it, then I vow that I will beat them. When I drop, search my mentions for some hot. Look through beats and then I cop. Write a team that's gon' pop. Then my chest tell me to stop. But I pay my dues when I spray these fools. Besides, hip hop is when a rap dude gotta play by rules. Then the good doctor said it's an emergency. He sat me down in his office and say lay back, let me see. He dilated my pupil and saw my iris turn green. I'm covered in coveting, I'm drowning in jealousies.
Every time.
I've been waiting for the perfect opportunity to talk to you and say, even though we're together, I still lose my cool and then my words get in the way.
Like I didn't recognize, it's a privilege but true. Love is hard to find in this day and time. People lying, don't nobody wanna be tied down. But you got me on the road for it. It's a rap, so you know I probably roll for it. Yeah, I'm old school like gazelles with the fat laces. I still believe in chivalry, it's that basic. I open up the door of my heart, let you in while my man Montel sing his part like.
Oh,
Like I got a and a yeah, met her uptown, but she from the borough. Better known as the boogie down. All sookie sookie now. Get up by the kitchen, man, I'm cooking now. Brother man, slip me skin, talking to me. And they gotta shut their mouth when they talking to me. I look around, it's a whole lot of fucking mama. But I hit the highest man, don't want the drama. Hey, peace and love, baby, keep it groovy. Every time we pop out, you know it's a movie. If I'm in hot water, then it's a jacuzzi. I got a shake, so I'm throwing doozies. I got a even when I'm down bad. Just, I know how to pop back. Cause you know I got a and she look good, don't she? On top of that, she good for me. Made me wanna say, even though I got plenty, if I'm down to my last penny, I still got a
off a dope if you let them tell it. Get a scale and a bowl, lay it up and sell it. They got rich off a kush if you let them tell it. But it's two sides to the game and they ain't gon' tell it. They gon' make it seem like that little money worth your freedom. And how you sitting in a box with family, you can't see them. Cause they ain't tell you about informants and indictments. They just made it look enticing, showing big racks and diamonds.
Hey, what are the soup and them? Jay and the Lou and them. Nene and Jay and the D. Fool with them. My uncle was moving the deep with the Pyrus and them. Me, I just wanted to be them. Then I could cop me a Bim. Told me the right way to pitch it. Told me beware of these snitches. Thought he had figured it out, but I was there when he got sentenced. Let the babies with the Bim. They don't never get to see them. Cali ride for a season. Writing letters trying to free them. COs was breaking them down. Roaches and rats on the ground. Partners were nowhere around. But yet he the man of the town. Dope man, dope man, dope man, dope man, don't tell, don't tell. Never hug his kids again, the prosecutors don't care.
Get rich off of dope if you let them sell it. Get a scale and a bowl, lay it up and sell it. They got rich off of kush if you let them tell it. But it's two sides to the game and they ain't gon' tell it. They gon' make it seem like that little money girl.
What up with Diggs and them? What up with Tang and them? Had all them chains on them. And now they got chains on them. At points they swore they were real. A lot of them chains on them. And don't act the same with them. Ain't dropping chains on them. You in the yard with the killer. He in the house with the fam. He took the block and just ran. That's just part of the game. Best friend Huggy and Dame. He throwing dirty in name. He put the word in the hood that you couldn't stand like a lame. 1,008 grams. Get your 32 bands. Or 32 years with some cellmate fans. Ballin' back home and you can't find your man. Now you in the cell praying that your gun down.
You get rich off of dope if you let them tell it. Get a scale and a bowl, lay it up and sell it. They got rich off of kush if you let them tell it. But it's two sides to the game and they ain't gon' tell it.
It's getting cold outside. Let's make a bonfire and sing the songs of grace that light the sky up. Like sky lanterns, we light the night up. Woo! I'm wondering how we made it this far, it's just crazy to me. The Reg from Amazing Grace, somehow you still love me.
Love
it. You still love me, a work of progress and I'm far from finished. You made a way for me, you gave my life a new beginning. When I thought that it was ending, that song I play when it's turbulence shaking on the plane. Tell my wife that I'ma be okay. If God is for me, I won't be afraid. I go wherever, I don't need a name. My past is gone, I don't see the shame. Love is one, I can't see the pain. They don't know how I could be this way. Looking at my life, I don't even know how we made it this far. The beautiful exchange, you broke down a wall to my place. In my place, you was scarred. Yeah, this is a song for a new generation. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, his name is Jesus, forever we're singing.
Amazing grace.
Yeah, I don't know what you be saying, girl. When you be trying to talk to me, I filter the negative. Yeah, that's my new philosophy. Yeah, we got us, we got art. I got God, that's from the start. Can't nobody touch my vision, man. I feel like Tony Stark. When I'm, ayy, popping out, yeah, yeah. I'm popping out, ayy. I'm popping out, yeah. I'm popping out, ayy.
Yeah, I don't ever listen to these other guys. Wanna be a millionaire by 35. Buy my mom a crib, tell her quit a job. I don't know, somehow I dodged a 27 club. Whoa, yeah, nobody like us. These rappers are doing the most. I don't know who I can trust. Told them I don't do drugs. Believe me, I'm crazy enough. My circuit's a period. I'm keeping my family close. Keeping my family close. Yeah. They asked me how it feels that we signed now. Well, I guess we gon' find out. Yeah, I wanna love people like God does. Yeah. At this point, there's no way you can stop us. Yeah.
I keep the sun number one when I come with my tongue, and I'm all up in your ears like drum. Come along, sing along, bring along your crew. Roll with me, stroll with me, now come and go with me to a spot where it's hot and the party never stops. No Henny on the rocks, no boots get knocked. This is strictly for the born again, baptized believers. No McCarty at the party, cause it's in the name of Jesus. No Endo, no 40 yo's, just the homies from the clique in the Holy Ghost. They won't bury me when the sweet chariot swings low and carry me. I'm shouting for joy like I was Gary Vee. Still if you to ask me, don't ponder. And if you ain't knowing, I'm a going over yonder. And if you think the party's in the basement, then use a silly record saved on the top floor where the party's really at. The CMC, the no double G's, the gangster Christian click. If you ain't at this party, then you're missing it. Across it won't cost ya. Trying to make peace with that beast and they'll toss ya. Oh, I thought we lost ya, but I see you frowned now. As I pound down, daddy free, would you grab the mic and glam?
Straight word out my mouth, G.O.D. is turning out. He's coming back again, and that's something I can shout about. So let the party begin, let me in, or I'm kicking down that door. Coming through the flow, or down through the ceiling like James. I got the feeling, there's a way I'm always willing. I got to get my healing, refill it, so appealing. I got the night bracket, you couldn't stop me from praising with a straight jacket. There's a party going on, let me make this clear. Bonaventure never seen nothing like this here. Anointing sick, angels in the mist. Jokes getting broken, now the demons getting pissed. They're telling me to stop, but please save it. Cause I'ma dance out my clothes like I'm David. The party's packed with full of Kojiks and Baptists. Word of fake Catholics, AMEs and charismatics. Blacks, Latinos, Koreans and Europeans. Coming in the pair like Norm from Samoa. DLC straight knowing it. There's a party going on in the city, great show in it. So pray you get a Holy Ghost letter, cause ain't no, can't nobody do it better.
So come on, get your praise on and your groove on. If not, then move on. Cause I'ma praise Jesus till I desire. And when he comes back, it puts that desire. Before I go to heaven, man, 365, 724, man. This is a party on holy ground. So let your praises go up and your blessings come down. And stop acting like you're tired of stuff. So won't you get off your seat and get your blessings while this music is bumping and thumping. I see the party people jumping, screaming, party over here,
party over here.
Praising God is what we about. CMC's holy terror and we out, and it ain't no fun.
Y'all brother, fuck those intros. Snaps out of gangs, let me break you off my info.
selling dickies, but I never stopped banging. Just changed my gangin'. I got a scarf in my gangster boot, cause the boys in the hood wouldn't hear me in a sweat suit. No, like those cameras, just give me some action with the fat groove. My solo creeps like a thief on the jack move. What's the information on my gang affiliation? My Bible's in my waist, and there's no colors on the brother till my rag's gone. But I'm still late, so I gotta get my sag on. Don't trip when you see me in a pulpit. It's like I'm Simon, I'm a Zach in a full clip. I pull quick when God anoints, and if my Bible's a gun, you get them verses like a hollow point. So Mr. Fellows in the house with that gangsta walk. That's how the gangsta talk, tears off and gangsta talk. Cause as a youngster in L.A. being brought up, doing anything thought up, cause I was brought up like a rapture. Notice that my mind was fractured, cause the system and the ways of my neighborhood was backwards. They call me cool when I blasted up 380. Then Jesus saved me, now they call me crazy. But I'm smarter, I come a little harder, pack a nine for those sick and I'm making me a martyr. Me wrestle against the flesh, I'm not saying that, but running up on me, devil, I ain't playing that. You heard about my crew and Dr. Clown, but forget the taste, I'm in your face, so now what I'm on.
Check a truth. I thought I had the back when I heard the rap, but the gangsta read the back was go to work for truth. I fight day and night when I'm in the tank, but I'm sick of brothers trying to hit me up. No fear, hit low, cause I'm real with me. Cause even if I was a chick, you couldn't deal with me. So come chill with me. Chilly, chilly, steady, chilling. Fulfilling God's feeling like a Florida on deck. Steady feeling with the vibe that you heard. My voice is like a Mark Burr. And by the damage that it carried by the young G.
Coming in and out, and then my stuff started coming out overflowing. I think that's talking about penis, and I don't think that should be.
No, I don't think
that should be put on the gospel show. And then,
what
and
about
then on the second one, and then on the second one, he was talking about I'm coming in and out of hoods like a 5,000 watt dildo. That's not right, man. Where'd you get this stuff from, man?
No, I wasn't talking about number one, talking about sex at all. You got some misinterpretation of it all.
Oh, man. Well, I'm just here just to tell you what's going on, man. All right, man. You don't believe me, you don't believe me.
All right. Okay, well, thank you for your opinion. Amen. God bless you. All right, let's take another call here. 1-1.
Yeah. There's a part in that last song I'm talking about selling drugs. Dope.
No, we're not talking about selling drugs, brother.
Yeah, they were. Nope. And that's also the part about when they said spread the ass cheeks.
No, it was nothing about spreading the ass cheeks either. You must have listened to something different.
You watched the Cowboys game?
Oh, how they doing?
They're down 35-0.
Cowboys are down 35-0.
Yeah, it's a big blowout.
Wow. Who are they playing?
Seattle Supersonics.
Seahawks.
No, that's St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Cardinals.
No. Oh, okay.
Is it Houston Oilers?
No, Houston's the Texans now.
Are they playing the San Antonio butt plugs?
Okay. All right. 111, you're on there.
They're playing the Topeka Jews. And the song is about coming in someone's face.
No, it's not.
It's about jizz. You can hear the scream of girls' eyes when she got jizz in it. You ever get jizz in your eye?
No, never did. Did you?
Yep. Nope.
Hell no, but I jizzed in quite a few women's eyes just to hear them scream.
Oh, okay.
So your boyfriend Tony never jizzed in your eye?
Yep.
No.
Yep, I heard you say yep.
No, that was Grover.
Did he jizz in your ear?
No.
Did he jizz in your rear?
Nope.
What kind of gay man are you if you didn't jizz in your rear?
Come on. All right. Well, let's get into the night's message. Okay. It's taken from the book of the Gospel of Luke, and it's chapter 2, the thoroughness of Luke. See, as you read Luke's Gospel, you will begin to appreciate how thorough he was in his writing. Luke was concerned with the who, what, when, and where, and why, more so than our other gospel writers. It was common for Luke to reference historical events of the time so the historians would be able to validate the accuracy of his writings. For example, Luke made it a point to include the following verse in his writing. In Luke chapter 2, verse 2, this was the first census taken while the coroner was governor of Syria. Knowing this, we can identify that the year that the coroner was governor of Syria and when the first census was taken. We know the year that Jesus, Joseph, and Mary headed to Bethlehem. Luke's writing is a blessing for all of us to study God's Word. It is details that you are seeking. Luke's gospel is for you. Jesus came from humble beginnings. You see, in Luke chapter 2, begins with Joseph and Mary departing Nazareth and beginning their 80-mile journey to Bethlehem. They were making this journey because of a decree had gone out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This would be similar to today's census, although it was done in person. One of the primary purposes of this decree was to put in a systemic way for the Roman Empire to collect taxes. While Mary and Joseph were in Bethlehem, Mary gave birth to Jesus. There was no room for Jesus in the inn, so Mary wrapped Jesus in her torn clothes and laid him in a manger. To say that Jesus came from Hell again would be an understatement. Mangers were used to feed animals in those days. Sleeping in a manger used to feed animals was a humble way for a son of man to begin his time on earth. This makes sense. Throughout his life, Jesus would spend his time doing two things: glorifying God and serving others. The shepherd's obedience. Later in his gospel, Luke tells a story of some shepherds staying out in the fields keeping watch over their flock. In Luke chapter 2, verses 10 to 14, the angel of the Lord was shown around him and said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you great news of great joy, which will bear for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is the Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly appeared the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to the God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." The shepherds had tender hearts and were immediately receptive to the message that they heard. Because the angel said he will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger, we can deduce that the angel called on them to head to Bethlehem to see the baby Jesus. Here we see that the shepherds were obedient to God's commands. Compare that to Zacharias in Luke chapter 1, verses 5 to 20, who doubted God and was punished for it. We see how important it is to God that we are obedient to him and that we keep his commandments. Consider Jesus' words in the following scripture, in John chapter 14, verse 15, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Jesus tells himself that way we show our love for him and his Father is by keeping their commandments. Further into Luke's gospel, we read the following statement by the shepherds. In Luke chapter 2, verse 15, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has been made known to us." Here they obey the angel of the Lord, and they end up meeting with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They told them what the angel of the Lord had told them, and Mary treasured all these things. Luke's detailed account says that the shepherds, in Luke chapter 2, verse 20, went back glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as they had been told them. This had to be a life-changing series of events for those tender-hearted shepherds. Over a brief period of time, they experienced four amazing things. A message was delivered to them by the angel of the Lord. A multitude of heavenly hosts appeared to them praising God. They journeyed to Bethlehem to find the baby Jesus. And they met Jesus, Joseph, and Mary. So let us conclude. When we are obedient to God's commands, his plan unfolds perfectly. An amazing thing happens. The prophet Jeremiah wrote about this in the following scripture, in chapter 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So if we think back to the events of Luke chapter 2, we see how they were all part of God's plan. God inspired the shepherds by sending his angel to them along the multitude of heavenly hosts. The angel of the Lord compelled the shepherds to see Jesus in Bethlehem and to share with Joseph and Mary their story. Mary's heart was warmed by what she heard. Because of their obedience, the shepherds, Mary and Joseph, all have their stories recorded forever in the Bible. How about us? Are we obedient to God's commands? Do we sometimes pick and choose which commands we obey? God does not want us to have a lukewarm faith. He wants us to love him with all our hearts, souls, and minds, and strength. Every day we have a choice to make. Are we going to be God and follow His commandments? Are we going to rebel and follow the evil ways of the world? God gives us that free will. As we continue our study of the Gospel of Luke, keep looking for examples of how those that obey God's commandments are blessed spiritually and how those do not are punished. Look to identify ways in your own life where you can be more obedient to God. If you do, you will be blessed. We will end today's lesson of chapter 2 with the following scripture. In John chapter 14, verse 21, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Amen. Well, I hope you got something from today's lesson. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you got a chance to do so tonight. All you have to do is say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge to you that I am a sinner and that I'm so sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. And I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross at Calvary, and he died for my sins. And I am now willing to turn from my sins. You said in your holy word in Romans chapter 10, verse 9, that if we confess the Lord of God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul with all my heart. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior. And according to his word, right now I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but it rather always leads to repentance. So therefore, Lord Jesus, please transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. So I want to thank you once again, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said that prayer, we would like to welcome you into the family of God. And we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. And if you said that prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. Press that one key, and that will bring you on so you can tell the world that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior tonight. Amen. Well, we got some callers here. Let's take a 111. You're on here.
How you doing there, Pastor?
How you doing?
All right, man. Wanted to know, there was a person that called saying that he heard something about, I don't know, coming or something like that. And I think that's supposed to be played on the gospel show.
There was no mention of coming in that type of way. Okay, it was all in a good way of gospel music. There was no sexual
intimate. It was said, I'm coming in and out, coming in and out, and then it started coming overflowing. Now that's talking about a penis when it's about to ejaculate, you know what I'm saying?
No, I wasn't about ejaculating. No, you got it wrong.
I just don't think that stuff should be played.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion. God bless you. All right, 1-1, you're on there.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Is it important that my mate be the same religion I am?
No, it's not important. Does your mate believe in God?
Nope.
What does he believe in?
I don't know. I'm in an interspecies relationship.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, God doesn't speak highly about bestiality at all. Okay? As a matter of fact, he's dead against that.
Isn't he against homosexuality too?
No, he was talking about the masters. It was talking about the masters that were raping slaves. The male slaves. Okay, basically.
Well, can you convert my bro to some form of Christianity so I'm okay and the bro is saved?
God doesn't condone bestiality. Sorry, I can't do that. God bless you. 1-1, you're on air.
Do burros go to heaven?
I believe all animals go to heaven, yes.
Fascinating.
Yes, they're God's creatures as well.
Dak Prescott's thrown 4 interceptions.
Oh, really? That's terrible.
Tony Pollard got kicked out of the game for sucking himself on the field.
Wow, that's terrible.
C.D. Lamb said CDs and dropped his pants and pointed to his balls.
Okay, all right. They're a colorful bunch tonight. All right.
Got any other calls?
Yep, let's take another call. Yeah, 1-1, you're on air.
Hey, how you doing there, Pastor?
Hey, how you doing?
This is Bubba. This is Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, what's up?
All right. Hey, Grover, how you doing there, man?
Why are you trying to make fun of my voice?
No, this is how I talk, man. This is Bubba.
Well, this is Grover, and you're making fun of me. I don't like it. I don't like it.
This is what God, God bless me with this voice. Hollow, what are you talking about? I ain't making fun of nobody. I just wanted to call, wanted to ask Pastor Kid, do all burros go to heaven?
I believe all animals go to heaven. I already answered that question. Yeah, I believe all animals go to heaven because they're God's creatures.
I asked that question before. He asked it again. He's copying me.
Even little creepy things that crawl on the ground, do they go to heaven?
Yes, God created everything. Okay.
Man, I don't want to see. I don't want to see black widows in heaven, man.
Well, you just never know what you're going to see. See, in heaven, everything's going to be beautiful, though. Okay?
We're not with black widows.
Oh, yeah. Everything's going to be beautiful because it's God's creation.
What about raccoons? What about Banjo? You think Banjo's in heaven?
I would hope so. I mean, it's been a long time since Banjo has departed you, Grover, and I'm sorry about that. I don't know whatever happened to Banjo. Okay, yeah. I pray for him, though.
Pastor, There was a picture of the banjo's head sticking out of your backside.
That's not true. That's an imposed photo.
Oh, God. Dak Prescott just threw a fifth interception.
That's terrible. Let's take another call here. 111, you're on air.
You mean the fried chicken I'm eating right now is going to heaven?
Why wouldn't you, the fried part won't go to heaven, but the chicken itself that died for you to eat that chicken, yeah, going to go to heaven.
He's going to heaven. You're sure of that?
I'm positive of that.
Will he be mad that I fucked him before I fried him up?
I'm sure he would be.
Egg hole. Does stroking a chicken go to heaven?
Yeah. All right, 111, you're on there. 111. Oh, 111, you're on air.
Okay.
Oh.
Was that finished?
No, I don't know what that was. It was on my pretending to be finished.
So you mean to tell me you're stroking the chicken can go to heaven?
Yep, as long as you repent after that, yep, yes, sure do. 111, you're on the air.
Choke the chicken.
Okay. Bad Joe. Fuck. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay.
This is a lively bunch of that.
Where's Banjo?
Okay.
One, one, one. You're on the air.
Hello.
Teddy.
Hello, how you doing?
This is Dr. Reverend Pastor Rabbi Dean Prophet Astronomer Architect Archimedes Galileo Socrates Napoleon Ambassador, stuntman, porn star, actor, Michelangelo, technical writer, astronomer, Donatello, Leonardo, Raphael, fashion evangelist, toenail procurement, master splinter shredder, Danielson, Miyagi, womb destroyer, Cobra Kai, sweep the leg Johnny, no mercy, rectum crusher, bird feeder, horse whisperer,
Mikey Ken Gun Coordinator Cobra Jeff Leonardo DiCaprio Songwriter Mexican Food Enthusiast Writer of all episodes, the show, Cheers, Colt 45 drinker, shredded cheese expert, current and former alcoholic, cat behavior consultant, specialist, advisor, and charred wrangler, dog psychologist expert, MILF Commander, Apple Bobber, and Weaver, Terry and Cleaver, Moonshine Importer, Paint Inspector, Gooch Taster, Ackerman, Logistics Manager, Pork Rice.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
What I wanted to say before I was so rudely interrupted is I have not had time to listen. But what have you been talking?
Geeks. Jesus. Talk about Jesus.
You mean Yeshua, Yahweh.
Yeshua, Jesus.
Yeshua Higgins.
Yeshua.
Did you know that in the year 27, Elohim, Yeshua, Ahim, Jehovah, also, not only did he save a prostitute, but there was also a man accused of being a rim job inventor, and he saved him from damnation.
Oh, really?
And incarceration. Yes, Kenny. Many people know that. But if you were to read the one true Bible, that's where it is written.
Okay. If you
why, Kenny?
Let him talk. I learn more from him than you.
All right.
Please tell me that you did not play 72 minutes of a Beanie Mix, a Candyman rapping about spreading butt cheeks and shooting loads in faces.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know.
Because Yahweh, Yeshua, Elohim, Chihuahua, Tijuana, Tortilla, Horchata would not be happy.
Okay, goodbye. All right. 111, you're on air.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Rico?
This is Rico Ramos y Tomatini, a.k.a. Atan Garza. And I hear that this show is about Jesus is big. Did I get this right?
Say what?
You say the show, you say to Pastor Kent that the show is about dick. And he say dick, and you say, Jesus is dick.
No, I said the show is about Jesus.
Oh, how big you think a Jesus is dick was? Very big or very small like a yours?
I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. Okay? But it's not like he used it. So it doesn't matter if it was big or small.
Well, if you were one of his apostles, you would probably try to suck it, you stupid motherfucker.
Yeah, right. Goodbye, Rico. One,
okay. Okay. Okay.
Goodbye to you too. All right. Well, I'm going to give a shout out to Juan from Alabama and his kinfolk, and I know you're listening. I want to say thank you all my listeners and thank you all the callers. God bless you. May you have a wonderful night. Okay, and I'll see you tomorrow night. Bye-bye.
Admit the fucking chicken.